This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. In the name of saving endangered salmon, Idaho Representative Mike Simpson stirred up a ton of controversy last month when the Republican proposed removing earthen berms around the dams on the lower Snake River. Simpson says he's just looking to open up the conversation instead of digging in our heels like in previous battles.
But, you know, the real challenge here and the thing that I'm trying to get people to focus on is for years, the timber companies and so forth fought with the environmentalists over the spotted owl. Guess what happened? Not many more timber companies in Oregon.
And look no further than Oregon, Simpson says, for a similar dam argument.
Klamath Basin has fought. One of the first field hearings I went on 20 years ago was with Greg Walden to the Klamath Basin, fighting over dams for years. Guess what? By 2024, those four dams are coming out. And who's getting compensated for the loss of the value of those dams? Nobody. I don't want that to happen to us.
Judicial decisions like the water release to help the salmon get over the dam, Simpson says, are likely to continue.
But he ordered 40,000 acre feet of water, which cost Bonneville Power Administration $40 million in lost revenue from power generation. That means ratepayers paid for that. So judges, while they can't order a dam taken out, they can make it real damn expensive.
Simpson says we owe it to future generations to at least try.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.